Your Royal Highness, Princess Haya, Your Excellency, the Vice President of the United Republic of Tanzania, Honorable Ministers, Director General of FAO, Director General of WHO, Heads of the United Nations agencies, distinguished ladies and gentlemen, I am humbled by the honor and privilege of being invited by the Directors General of both the Food and Agricultural Organization and World Health Organization to attend and address this high-level gathering on the occasion of the second International Conference on Nutrition. Once again, we congratulate the conveners of this meeting for their foresight in bringing together heads of state and government and other eminent persons to discuss the urgent necessity of prioritizing food and nutrition security. We are also delighted to note with much appreciation the participation of His Holiness the Pope Francis to this important conference, which is an indication of his support and dedication to the cause of improving food and nutrition security. Your Excellencies, distinguished ladies and gentlemen, in the year 2000, the world leaders adopted the 8 Millennium Development Goals and the associated 35 measurable targets, which set the vision of global development by the year 2015. The Millennium Development Goals include, amongst others, halving poverty and hunger by 2015. With less than a year to go to the target date for achieving the Millennium Development Goals, it is pleasing to note that some achievements have been recorded in social development across Africa. These include the impressive reduction in extreme poverty, remarkable increase in primary school enrollment, especially for girls, and increased access to improved drinking water for many families on the continent, all of which have been possible because of the momentum generated by the MDGs. On the other hand, we note with disappointment that these achievements are uneven across and amongst countries on the continent, and that Africa is still faced with several developmental challenges, the majority of which require urgent action. Amongst these are the conflicts in several parts of the continent and the recurring public health outbreaks, including the recent Ebola pandemic, which have put a significant stress on the already fragile public health systems and threatened the food and nutrition security in several parts of Western and Central Africa. Your Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, many countries in Africa are still confronted with multiple burdens of malnutrition, including the high rates of stunting, wasting, and micronutrient deficiencies existing alongside an increasing rate of overweight, obesity, and diet-related non-communicable diseases. Our meeting today is focused on prioritizing actions required to achieve significant progress in food and nutrition security post 2015. As the African Union nutrition champion, this meeting gives me a rare opportunity to reflect on some of the lessons learned and actions taken by the African leaders since the establishment of the Millennium Development Goals some 14 years ago. First, it has become more evident today than at any other time in the continent's history that nutrition is central to Africa's inclusive socio-economic development, and that the socio-economic costs of not addressing malnutrition are enormous for Africa. According to the Cost of Hunger in Africa study that was led by the African Union Commission, some countries on the continent lose between 2% to 16% of their gross domestic product because of poor nutrition. This clearly shows that without improved food and nutrition security, our vision of sustainable development in the post-2015 era will not be achieved. The past decade also demonstrated the critical importance of improving the quality and coverage of the interventions that are proven to have direct benefit on nutrition, while at the same time making interventions in other sectors such as agriculture, social protection, water and sanitation more nutrition sensitive. In this regard, I would like to commend initiatives such as the Lancet Nutrition Series, the Scaling Up Nutrition Movement, and the REACH Initiative for shedding light on actions that need to be undertaken in order to improve food and nutrition security on the continent. It is therefore incumbent upon us as leaders in our respective jurisdictions to translate this knowledge into concrete and sustainable actions to ensure positive impact on our populations. Excellencies, distinguished ladies and gentlemen, perusal of several policies and programs across the continent demonstrates that nutrition is at the center of Africa's development agenda. Africa's strategic roadmap for its development over the next 50 years, the Agenda 2063, envisions a continent that is food and nutrition secure and free from poverty. This forward-looking strategic document also sets out a vision to eliminate all forms of food insecurity and hunger, as well as to reduce the levels of childhood stunting to 10% as early as the year 2025. It is, however, clear that this vision can only be realized if there is a strong and sustainable political commitment by the continent's leaders and its citizens, as well as increased resources flows towards sound policies and programs in nutrition and other related sectors. Other equally important policy pronouncements by African leaders include: 1, declaring 2014 as the year of agriculture, food and nutrition security, a declaration that has stimulated nutrition advocacy and initiatives across the continent. 2, renewal of commitment to the Comprehensive African Agriculture Development Program, CADAP, whereby governments have committed themselves to allocate 10% of their national budget to agriculture with a view to increasing food production by at least 6% annually. And 3, adoption of a separate declaration which calls on the members of the African Union to ensure that food production is accompanied by other relevant interventions to improve nutrition, especially during the first 1,000 days of life. And four, adoption of a common African position on the post-2015 development agenda in order to complete the unfinished business of the Millennium Goals by 2025. Your Excellencies, distinguished ladies and gentlemen, our collective experiences to date indicate that hunger, food insecurity, and malnutrition can be overcome. The same experiences also inform us that it is critical to have sustained interventions, good governance, strong collaboration amongst partners such as the United Nations agencies, civil society organizations, and the private sector. Once again, the Scaling Up Nutrition Movement and its action roadmap provides us with a blueprint for such coordinated action, sharing of experiences, and mobilizing and tracking financial resources to improve nutrition in Africa. Your Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, in concluding my remarks, I would like to take this opportunity to implore all the leaders and the citizens of the African continent to provide the necessary resources and an enabling environment needed to sustain the gains we have made so far in the fight against hunger and malnutrition in Africa. Among other things, such an enabling environment should include strengthening the human resource and institutional capacity to ensure that trained staff with appropriate skills are available both at national and subnational levels to deliver the much needed quality social service. Finally, I would like to appeal to all stakeholders to embrace the common African position on the post-2015 agenda and to support the implementation of the various declarations on nutrition and food security across the continent. I thank you for your attention.